We continue on Motherlode Views this weekend. I'm PJ Hansen, joined in studio by TUD's interim general manager, Dave Andrus, and district engineer, Eric Johnson. Mr. Andrus, I'll pose this next question to you. There's been some talk about new water conservation requirements coming down from the state of California. You know, what have you heard in regards to this? And do we know at this point what type of impact it could have on the district?
Well, the direct impact, again, relates to how we monitor our customers' water use. And a couple of pieces of legislation have been adopted. One is SB 606, and the other is AB 1668 regarding water management planning. In addition, Governor Brown issued an executive order entitled Making Water Conservation a California Way of Life. So what has been stepped up, and these regulations will be implemented over the next 3 to 7 years based on the legislation and the mandates from the state. And what they're going to look at is our total population served. They're going to look at our residential landscape that we have within our service area, system water losses, which is, again, is a acute issue for us because we do have aging infrastructure and we do have fairly large water losses in the system. They'll also look at evapotranspiration locally, and also the regulations are designed to have some flexibility, so it's not as some of the legislation coming from the state is a one-size-fits-all. So areas that are in cooler climates will have different standards than those in hotter, arid climates, and those areas with larger landscapes will have a different requirements than those that are in small lots in urban areas like San Francisco, for example, where high densities, very little open space. So the legislation, what it does, there's some activities that the Department of Water Resources is doing, but also really what it's mandating is that the legislation establishes an indoor water use criteria of about 55 gallons per person per day by 2025. So that's where they're looking. That's what we're going to have to try to gear up for to meet those particular mandates in that area. So there'll be a data collection process that'll take place through January of 2021. And then they will probably establish what we call a water budget for individual agencies by 2025. So we have to gear our how we serve our customers and how we educate customers on water conservation to meet those mandates.
With washing machines and showers and so forth, I have to imagine quite a few people use more than 55 gallons currently.
You know, I haven't looked at the most recent data on that, but I would suspect, yeah, we'll have problems meeting that requirement because of the fact that, some of even home systems aren't as efficient. We have established some water conservation programs that, if customers have interest about rebate programs and things like that, they can contact Lisa at the district office and try to assist them in getting rebates as they try to make their indoor plumbing more efficient.
Also, I noticed that you had brought in a new consumer quality report that I understand that's going to be mailed out to customers very shortly. What can you tell us about this?
Well, our annual report is another state mandate, and we take information from all 11 water treatment plants. We put that in the report and identify how our water quality meets the mandated federal and state standards. So the report has got a lot of information into it. Just want to alert our customers. It'll be in the mailbox and take the time to look at it. Again, if you have any questions, contact the district office. Lisa could help you out if there's some information that you understand or want more information on. We will be glad to provide that.
We're coming near the end of today's Motherlode Views. We've been joined in studio by Eric Johnson, district engineer for TUD, as well as interim general manager Dave Andrus. Eric Johnson, any other closing comments or items that we didn't get to on today's show?
The only thing I'd add is, although it may appear to the public that there's a bit of a transition in management at the district, Dave's been able to step in and not miss a beat. It feels very natural having him at the district. And the most important thing is I just want the public to know that the day-to-day operations of the district, they go on, and we really are working very hard looking at at the long term as well as the immediate need and trying to manage costs and implement our capital improvement plan. So we are working hard. Don't be concerned about the image of changes in management, because there are a lot of really hardworking staff there that have been there for years, and they continue to carry forth with their job duties.
Yeah, and hearing about your list of projects, it sounds like things are moving forward pretty quickly.
We've got a lot of things going on, and the key is that we carry them forward and actually complete them. It's one thing to have a project in process or in progress. It's another thing to complete it, and that's really our goal.
And Dave Andrus, some closing comments today?
Well, just like to invite our customers and stakeholders and community members, if they have any issues with the district, please feel free to contact the district office. We'll get you the answers that you need. We'd like to see our public fully engaged with the process that we have set up and get input on projects, on activities that the district's forming. Again, I just want to echo Eric's comments. We're full speed ahead. We're not going to miss a beat on this. We know what our mission is, to improve the services here in the community, and that is our goal, and we're not deviating from that goal for the future.
Very good. Is it nice to be back with TUD for a little bit longer?
Yeah, it's great to be back. Like I say, I was here 3 years ago and really enjoyed working with the staff, and I think we accomplished a lot, and I'm hoping that we can accomplish even more this time around.
Again, we've been joined in studio by a pair of guests from the Tuolumne Utilities District, the interim general manager, Dave Andrus, as well as the district engineer, Eric Johnson. We've been hearing a lot about the process for finding a new permanent general manager for TUD, as well as the various projects that are currently in the review process and some that are currently underway with the Tuolumne Utilities District. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. Programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll be turning our attention to law enforcement in Tuolumne County. We'll be joined in studio by the incoming sheriff, the acting sheriff, Bill Pooley, who is stepping into that acting role on July 1st with the retirement of outgoing sheriff Jim Mealy. We'll be back next week with Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.